Jesus wants us to pray for the innocent and aborted babies that die without baptism so that they can be with him immediately in heaven. In today's video, I want to speak about the church's teaching on limbo, a little bit of its history, where it stands today, and I also want to make some references to different mystics, including Maria Sima, and what they have to say. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, this is a controversial topic. Why am I even doing a video about this? Listen to what I have to say. Now, this is an email from a viewer. They will remain anonymous. This morning, as I was praying the St. Gertrude prayer for the souls in purgatory, our Lord whispered to my heart to ask you to teach about helping the innocent aborted babies, souls who need baptism and prayers, to join our Lord in heaven immediately. I mean to say that they would go to heaven immediately with our help. When I first typed the word immediately, I thought you might think I was being pushy, so I was going to remove the word, but I got a solid no when I moved my mouse to delete it. Please, there are many people who do not realize that these sweet souls need our help too. So that word immediate is very important. Now, throughout the church's history, it has always taught what our Lord teaches, that we need baptism to go to heaven, that he saved us through his death on the cross, and that death and the grace that comes with it is affected into us through the sacraments, primarily and beginning with baptism. Therefore, people and babies that die without baptism, the question was, where do they go? Since this group of people, specifically young children and babies, would be considered innocent of any personal sin, yet they would have original sin on them, this is where the teaching of limbo came about. Different people said different things, that it was painless, that there was no vision of God, that they were in a sense happy, possibly that they were like in a state of sleep or slumber. Now, the church didn't require people to believe any specific thing, and it also forbid them to teach against it. This was essentially where it was left to various theologians to parcel out all the pieces to it. Now, in 2007, the church came out with an updated document about this teaching, and I want to quote this from Catholic Answers. You may have read, however, that the church abolished limbo a few years ago. Here's what that charge refers to. In 2007, the International Theological Commission, which is a department of the Roman Curia under the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith and serves as an advisory board for the Dicastery, issued a document called The Hope of Salvation for Infants Who Die Without Being Baptized. It was published with the approval of Pope Benedict XVI and taught that the Church has reduced the teaching of limbo from the level of common doctrine among theologians to a possible theological hypothesis. It did not do what many expected, that is, completely abandon limbo, as Benedict had said the church should do back when he was Cardinal Ratzinger, but it did reduce the church's prominence. So what does that mean? Basically, that people are allowed to believe in the teaching of limbo, but they're also allowed to deny it. So now it's brought to that level. Let me suggest to you that limbo is real. While you are not officially required to believe it, it logically makes sense that those that die without baptism, something is keeping them from getting into heaven. And we have a role to play, similar in the way that we have a role to play in the purification of the souls in purgatory, in bringing these innocent babies to heaven. It might be quite easy. Now, there's no guidance in teaching officially on what we're supposed to do. I'll read from a few places that maybe may suggest that we offer masses for them, others simply a short prayer. I will leave that at your discretion. However, we should do something. Now, let me read to you a little bit from St. Frances of Rome as she briefly describes what she sees when she sees limbo. At this point, Frances perceived another being or entity, an angel, not a devil, who stood near the gates of hell. The place where he was located was a little beyond the reach of the great dragon, and beyond the grasp of Lucifer, and chained as he was to his wooden beam. Nor was it touched at all by the noxious flames which emerged from the inferno. This place is called Limbo. It was here that the holy patriarchs and prophets who lived before the time of Christ had waited patiently and hopefully for so long for the day when the Savior would come to release them from their bondage. This place, Limbo, is free from fire and freezing cold, and from serpents, demons, and foul stenches of hell. Here there is no weeping, nor wailing, nor blasphemy, nor any torments at all, but rather a calm, motionless, and peaceful condition of somnolent shadow and dreamless slumber. This is the place where infants who have not been baptized find their rest. In limbo, as in heaven and hell, there are three levels that are of different degrees of darkness. She gives a little bit more detail, but that's the essential information. Now let me read from Maria Sima. What happens to stillborn or aborted children? Where do they go? The poor souls tell me that they do not go to heaven because they were innocents. They do not, of course, go to purgatory. They go to a place that is in between. One can call it limbo, but sometimes we call it children's heaven. The word limbo comes from limbus, that is the space between the print on a page and the edge of the paper itself. The souls of babies there do not know that there is something better. They do not know that they are not in heaven, and it is our responsibility to lift them up into heaven. And that, of course, does not take a lot, because they never had a chance to sin. We can do that with a, quote, baptism for the unborn, or with a requiem mass. Stillborn and aborted children should be also given a name and accepted into the family. This enters them into the book of life. I knew a nurse working in a hospital in Vienna who always baptized the stillborn and aborted babies in that hospital. She did so twice a day, in the morning for those who died that night, and in the evening for those who died during the day. While dying herself, she called out, "Oh, here come all the children, so many children." The priest at her bedside answered, "Why, sure, you baptized so many, and here they are to help you now." And these children then assisted her on her way. You heard that right there. We have the responsibility to lift them up to heaven. I don't know how many people are going to watch this video. You know already that Catholics believe in few things that the Catholic Church teaches. Many don't believe in purgatory. Many don't believe in hell. Probably even fewer are going to listen to this idea. So to you that are listening, we have this great gift and this invitation from, I believe, Jesus himself. It makes complete sense, and it will not put you out at all. It will not cause you any difficulty. It will be of little burden to you. What are some things that we can do? Direct some of our prayers for these innocent babies that are in limbo. Maria Sima suggests baptizing them. I don't know how that takes place or what that is. So I'll leave that up to you and to whatever the Holy Spirit guides you to do. Perhaps using holy water, as we also know that is effective in giving relief for the souls in purgatory. So I'll leave that at your discretion. Perhaps attending masses, when you attend daily mass or Sunday mass, offer that for them. Also, perhaps offering masses at your local parish, although many of you can understand that people may look at you like you have two heads if you are offering masses for the babies that are in limbo, since this doctrine is essentially kind of up in the air right now. All of this, of course, we could do it by entrusting it to the Blessed Mother. Remember the reward of that nurse in Vienna, that we, at the moment of our death, can have hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of babies and little children come to us. This is how many abortions happen a year, at least in the U.S., perhaps throughout the world. Let's pray for them. Let's not sit here and do nothing. This is a tremendously large group that we can help. Let's do that. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.